Liz's Boys, Erotica by Ruby Ryder. The boys have been playing while Liz has been gone, according to her instructions, of course. She's been away for 4 days this time. Jason and Chris have had some fun. Liz made sure of that. When she travels out of town for speaking engagements, she gives her boys instructions. She leaves them one envelope for each day she is gone. They open it in the morning before they leave for work. The first morning, her boys were having their coffee, standing there in the kitchen. Jason was in a shirt and tie, ready to go to work defending the rights of the poor at his nonprofit law center. His long, dark hair was pulled precisely back in a ponytail, his close-cut beard carefully trimmed. He leaned his tall, thin frame against the counter and held the envelope marked number one in his hand, smiling at Chris. His green eyes twinkled. They never knew what to expect from Liz, and they loved it. "You ready?" "I am ready." Chris moved next to him, shoulder to shoulder, and watched Jason open the envelope. Chris's short, stocky body was in jeans, a t-shirt, and his work boots. Soon he'd be swinging a hammer and putting a house together, but right now his attention was on the single sheet of paper Jason held so that they could both read it. Chris's longish, sun-bleached hair fell onto his forehead as he looked down to read her words. He blinked his blue eyes and focused. "Hello, my lovelies. Go to the gym together, work out hard, shower, and come home. Give each other a 30-minute sensual massage. No touching cocks, assholes, balls, or nipples. Eat a light dinner and sleep together. Just cuddle and sleep. No orgasms. Kisses, Liz." "Sweet. Massage time. See you at the gym at 4? Jason looked questioningly at Chris as he downed the rest of his coffee and placed the cup in the sink. "Yep, I'll be there." Chris's smile was extra wide. He loved this game the three of them played. The boys kissed briefly and went off to work, looking forward to the evening and their time together. Jason, Chris, and Liz were a happy poly triad, all in love and lust with each other. They lived in a spacious three-bedroom house in the hills of Ventura. Each of them had their own room. Many nights, they all ended up sleeping and fucking together, so all of the rooms were large enough to have king beds. When they were house hunting, the agent looked truly puzzled as she showed them house after house that wasn't quite right. She was more than a little jealous of Liz by the time they'd said enough things for her to put the pieces together and figure out that Liz had two men while she couldn't even find one. The house they'd finally found was perfect, three equally large rooms offering both togetherness and alone time for everyone. That's why Liz's instructions were for Jason and Chris to sleep together. Normally they may not have. It was all part of her plan. She knew how hot they were for each other. They were all hot for each other. That was part of the magic of their triad. Their house was filled with the eroticism and lust they all had for each other. Chris and Jason cuddled close when they climbed into bed that night. They were relaxed after the workout and massages. Their erections, when they first spooned, were purposefully ignored. Sex was not on the menu that night. Next morning, the boys were at the kitchen counter again, reading envelope number 2. Chris had his arm around Jason's waist and was leaning into him as they read. "Hello, my handsome boys. After work, take a quick shower together, and I do mean quick, while you are running a bath for yourselves in the big tub. Kiss for 5 minutes. Then climb into the hot bath together and edge for 15 minutes. You can edge yourselves or edge each other, but no orgasms. Sleep together again. No orgasms. Kisses, Liz." Both Chris and Jason thought about Liz's instructions all day at work and were looking forward to their erotic play. The kissing felt to both of them like it lasted so much longer than 5 minutes. They set a timer and didn't let their lips come apart the entire time. By the time the buzzer rang, they were both hard and happy. They took themselves and their hard cocks into the large sunken tub. Edging for 15 minutes was difficult, but they were used to edging and loved the sensation of hard desire and needs not fulfilled, being allowed to slowly fade away. They lingered in the hot bath after the edging and talked about their days. That night when they slept together, their erections came and went all night. They slept a little restless. Jason stood behind Chris at the kitchen counter the next morning when they opened envelope number 3. He pressed against him from behind and didn't even try to control his erection as Chris laughed. "Hello, my loves. Horny? Good." They laughed and kept reading. Tonight, come home and eat a light dinner. Then clean yourselves up, inside and out. Chris, you get to stick your tongue as far as you can up Jason's ass and rim him for 5 minutes. Then I want you to fuck him soft and slow for 10 minutes. Still sleeping together, still no orgasms. Have fun, boys. Kisses, Liz. They groaned together. She was ratcheting up the difficulty level. They loved it. The ultimate edging was fucking, and 10 minutes? Chris wasn't happy that the onus was on him not to come, while fucking Jason, no less, the man whose ass often thrilled him, very often. But that's what Liz wanted, and what Liz wanted when she was out of town, Liz got. That night, Jason grinned and laid down on the bed, a couple of pillows under his hips. He spread his legs and waited for the sweet sensation of Chris's tongue. Soon he was enjoying the warm, wet penetration. Since Jason rarely came from being fucked, he thought he'd be able to relax and just enjoy it. He was wrong. Not after edging the night before, and the sensual eroticism of sleeping with a man he really loved to fuck. As Chris stroked in and out slowly, frustratingly slowly, so he wouldn't come, Jason started to feel a gathering of intensity inside him that always preceded his orgasm. "Chris, stop!" Chris did so immediately, knowing exactly what Jason was feeling. They finished the rest of the 10 minutes in stops and starts, but they did finish. They cleaned up after and climbed into bed, sleeping on opposite sides of the bed in an attempt at finding a more restful sleep, which largely failed. The boys were a little irritable and not touching the next morning in the kitchen, opening envelope number 4. They both anticipated orgasms that night. Of course they did. Envelope number 4 had always been about the orgasms. "Good morning, my horny boys. Hope you enjoyed yourselves last night, because tonight you'll do the exact same thing, just reverse roles. No orgasms, but this time sleep apart, please. Kisses, Liz." "Damn it!" Jason's reaction was vocal. This was going to be fucking torture. In that moment, a part of him hated Liz as much as he loved her. But he'd do it. For Liz, he'd do just about anything. Chris laughed shortly, got very quiet, and just stood there. "Okay, then." That's all Chris said. Jason could see he was struggling. "We'll get through this, Chris. We can do it." They looked at each other and laughed with the frustration of it all. Liz had always allowed them orgasms before, never made them wait longer than 3 days. This was different and unexpected. That night, when Chris felt Jason's tongue slip into his ass, he thought he'd surely die of pleasure, and he wanted to ride that rocket of pleasure into the stars of an orgasm so bad he could taste it. Jason's cock was large, and it was an effort not to come, feeling him sliding in and out of his ass. Their stops and starts were more numerous and punctuated with groans and gasps, but they did it, cursing Liz all the while, calling her foul names they would never dare to if she were there. Though in their own rooms, neither of them slept much that night. There was no envelope for the next morning. It was Saturday, and Liz would be home at 3 o'clock. They spent the morning cleaning the house and getting everything ready for her return, and finally trying to relax unsuccessfully. Liz was 5 minutes from home. She had missed her boys. Homecoming would be sweet. The boys knew exactly when she'd be there. They'd been texting each other. In those texts, Chris and Jason were given specific instructions as to how Liz wanted them when she arrived. She stepped in through the kitchen door from the garage and just stood there, her shiny red hair framing her jawline. She was 6'2" in heels, eye to eye with Jason, but towering over Chris. Her black suit was set off by a blouse and stockings, both the same shade of royal purple. Her legs were impossibly long, and her blue eyes spoke of one thing, passion. Liz looked at her boys, completely naked, freshly showered, faces and crotches manscaped just the way she liked. They both had their cocks hard and in their hands, precisely as told. "Hello, gentlemen, don't you look nice? Well done." They nodded their thanks and blushed. They smiled at each other and immediately began to remove her clothes. The power suit left. Underneath was a garter belt, stockings, and matching bra, all purple. No panties. The pretty lingerie was removed, too, leaving them all naked. They stood there, still in the kitchen, and kissed each other for a while in a 3-way hug. Then it was off to her bedroom, where the fun began. "I want your tongue in my ass now." Liz looked at Jason as she said the words. Knowing him, there was no place his tongue would rather be. And boys, you can come whenever you like, no holding back unless you want to. Yes, ma'am. Jason's eagerness couldn't be mistaken. Chris grinned. Liz put a pillow under her hips and laid down on her stomach. The moment Jason's tongue contacted her ass, she trembled and felt herself melt, all the stress of her trip flying away. He teased her ass perfectly, and she made soft, mewling sounds of pleasure every time his tongue went inside. Chris sat on the bed next to them, massaging Liz's back with one hand and keeping his cock hard with the other. Fuck him, Chris. Liz looked straight at Chris as she said the words and saw his eyes light up. Jason heard Liz's order and moaned from between her cheeks. As Chris opened Jason up with well-lubed fingers, Liz flipped over and welcomed Jason's heavy, large cock into the liquid warmth of her pussy. He was so happy to be inside her, and she marveled at the thrill of penetration, a sensation she never tired of. She put her legs together, and Jason spread his to give Chris access, because Jason was about to feel the thrill of his own penetration. She told Jason to be still. Chris held himself up with his strong arms and penetrated Jason slowly but firmly. Jason whimpered as he and Liz kissed, feeling Chris's cock slide into him. Chris began thrusting and quickly realized he just couldn't hold himself back, nor did he want to. He thrust into Jason with strength and purpose, desiring nothing more than the orgasm he never got on the fourth day. The edging had reduced his cock to a quick trigger. In a rush that sent his head spinning, he emptied his load deep in Jason's ass with a loud roar. "Oh, honey, that was beautiful!" Liz gave Chris time to recover and slowly withdrew. Jason groaned. He wanted to come so badly. "Go get my purple dildo, Chris." That was the one roughly the size of Jason's cock. He brought it back quickly, knowing how much Jason must be craving his own release. "Now fuck Jason with it." Liz felt Jason's cock throb inside her as his ass was invaded with the large toy. Chris began thrusting it in halfway at just the angle and speed he knew Jason liked. Liz grabbed his hips and countered Chris's rhythm perfectly so that every movement pushed him hard toward his orgasm, his entire pelvic region beginning to tingle. At that point, Jason tried not to come, because it felt so fucking amazing, like riding an endless wave of intense pleasure. Liz kissed Jason deeply, and that was what sent him over the edge. Liz kept pushing his hips back and forth as he cried out with every spasm of hot cum leaving his cock and filling her up. Finally, Jason held up his hand, and they stopped. Chris gently withdrew the toy, and Jason shuddered with another spasm. Chris laid down and cozied up next to them both, rubbing Jason's back as his breathing returned to normal. Finally, Jason rolled off Liz and started softly laughing. That had been the most intense orgasm of his life, and he was still floating from it. Liz beckoned to Chris and pointed to her cum-filled pussy. Chris dove in and found every drop of cum Jason had left there. Then he gave Liz's clit the perfect combination of teasing and stimulation with two fingers against her G-spot until she arched up with her orgasm, moaning loudly and bucking against him until her waves of pleasure subsided. Her boys were so fucking hot that sometimes she could hardly believe it. Jason brought warm, wet towels for everyone and they cleaned up. Liz lay in the huge bed, both of her favorite men right next to her, one under each arm. They snuggled and began talking about their news. Liz told them how her presentations had gone. Then Chris began to complain about having to wait 4 days for their orgasm. He described how difficult it had been. Chris thought he and Jason were united in their desire to never have to do the 4-day waiting thing again. "Well, that was the most intense orgasm I've ever had in my entire life. So, sorry, buddy, but I'm not with you on this one." Liz laughed and kissed them both, the plans for her next trip beginning to form in her head. It was so nice to be home.